Saturday, January 24th. Memorial of St. Timothy, Bishop and Martyr. The Epistle from the First Letter of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 6, verses 11 through 16. Dearly beloved, follow after justice, godliness, faith, charity, patience, mildness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called, and hast confessed a good confession before many witnesses. I charge thee before God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who gave testimony under Pontius Pilate, a good confession, that thou keep the commandment without spot, blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and only mighty, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone hath immortality, and inhabiteth light inaccessible, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and empire everlasting. Amen. Haydock Commentary. Fight the good fight, literally, strive a good strife. St. Paul oftentimes brings this comparison of men striving for a prize. And hast confessed a good confession before many witnesses, not only when baptized, not only when thou wast ordained a bishop, but by thy constancy and sufferings and persecutions, says St. John Chrysostom. Timothy had made profession of his faith at his baptism, at his ordination, and during the whole course of a life which, through many labors and persecutions, had been dedicated entirely to promote the faith. So says St. Thomas Aquinas. Like him, let us also combat, if we aspire after the same triumph and prize. Who gave testimony under Pontius Pilate. Some expound this of the words and particular testimony Christ gave when he said he was king, but not of this world, who came to teach the truth. We rather understand it with others of all Christ taught and suffered under Pilate. The Gospel from Luke chapter 14, verses 26 through 33. At that time, Jesus said to the multitudes, If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not carry his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, having a mind to build a tower, doth not first sit down and reckon the charges that are necessary, whether he have wherewithal to finish it, lest after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all that see it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king about to go and make war against another king doth not first sit down and think whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that with 20,000 cometh against him? Or else, whilst the other is yet afar off, sending an embassy, he desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, every one of you that doth not renounce all that he possesseth cannot be my disciple. Haydock Commentary. The law of Christ does not allow us to hate even our enemies, much less our parents. The meaning of this text is that we must be in that disposition of soul so as to be willing to renounce and part with everything, how near or dear soever it may be to us, that would keep us from following Christ. The word hate is not to be taken in its proper sense, but to be expounded by the words of Christ in Matthew 10:37, that no man must love his father more than God, etc. Christ wishes to show us what dispositions are necessary in him who desires to become his disciple, and to teach us that we must not be discouraged if we meet with many hardships and labors in our journey to our heavenly country. So says St. Gregory. And if for our sakes Christ even renounced his own mother, saying, Who is my mother and who are my brethren? Why do you wish to be treated more delicately than your Lord? So says St. Ambrose. He wished also to demonstrate to us that the hatred he here inculcates is not to proceed from any disaffection toward our parents, but from charity for ourselves. For immediately he adds, and his own life also. From which words it is evident that in our love we must hate our brethren as we do ourselves. The similitudes which our divine Savior makes use of represent the offices and duty of a true Christian, for he has to build within himself and conduct others by his example to war with the devil, the world, and the flesh. And he has to season, purify, and keep all his actions free from corruption. He wishes to show us that we are not to embrace any state of life, particularly that of an ecclesiastic, without previous and serious consideration whether we shall be able to go through with the difficulties and dangers which will inevitably befall us, lest afterwards we find ourselves constrained to yield to our enemies, who will deride us and say, This man began to build and was not able to finish.